Welcome to the Choose You Netcast. This is Jim Langlois with a word from Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's my prayer that this netcast will encourage and cheer you on as we join forces to draw the line in the sand, defending our faith and our households in the resurrection power of Jesus. Join me each weekday as we dig deeply into God's amazing word and bring up the rich treasures of his blessings. Are you ready?
Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house. I said choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.
Morning, Net World, and thank you for tuning in. We're starting a new series today called The Many Facets of Love. Our text scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. It says, love never fails. Picture yourself a very big diamond, very beautiful, many facets, and it reflects a lot of different colors of light. Well, like a cut diamond, love has many facets. It's not just one factor or view, but rather has many different manifestations of beauty, strength, light, perfection, value, reflection, attitude, and behavior. This could be why the diamond is a symbol of the covenant of marriage in our society. The word facet means a part or possible aspect of something, any surface of a cut gemstone, a side, an aspect, a part, quality, or even component. We could say it this way, a facet is a part of something, a side, an aspect, a quality, and a component. There are many sides, aspects, qualities, and components to love. It's not just an emotion, but also a fact. It's a decision. It can be a walk, a covenant, and a characteristic. I'm sure all of us have been good with love at times and bad at other times. We have succeeded and failed, but we can all agree there are love tests in life. Some are easy and others are very difficult. And there's a time to love. We find it in this simple three-word statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. Love never fails. So, the time for love is always. In the original Greek, it's the words agape, odipote, ekpipto. Let me spell that for you. Agape being love, A-G-A-P-E, odipote being never, O-U-D-E-P-O-T-E, and fails being ekpipto, E-K-P-I-P-T-O. Agape, odipote, ekpipto. There are a few Greek words for our one word love. They are agape, A-G-A-P-E, in 1 Corinthians 13, 8, phileo, P-H-I-L-E-O, in Luke 24 and 46, and then eros, E-R-O-S, and a fourth word, storg, or storge. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's S-T-O-R-G-E. For a quick study, they differ generally in these senses. Agape is love in a spiritual sense, true unconditional love, selfless, expecting nothing in return, timeless, forever, and is used by Christians to express the unconditional love of God. Phileo is a mental love, affectionate in regards to friendship, loyalty to friends and family, a brotherly love. Eros means a physical, passionate, romantic, without the balance of logic, sexual, erotic, etc. And storge, or storge, is a natural affection, like that of parents for offspring, a love for family. It can also express a mere acceptance or putting up with situations. As you can see, we will be concentrating mostly on the agape love, A-G-A-P-E, meaning the unconditional love of God. We could also call this the God kind of love. So 1 Corinthians 13, 8 says, agape, odipote, ekpipto. Love never fails. It's the God kind of love, and it never fails. Odipote, O-U-D-E-P-O-T-E, is the word for never. It's pretty easy to understand. Never means never, and especially when God says it. This is a compound Greek word, ode, O-U-D-E, which means not even, and pote, P-O-T-E, at any time. So it means not even at any time. So love, not even at any time, fails. Ha! Ekpipto, E-K-P-I-P-T-O, is the word fails, and it stands for falls or its time has come to an end. So we could say that the God kind of love never falls or its time never comes to an end. So a fair rewrite of agape odepote ekpipto could be the God kind of love will not at any time fall or come to an end. If we wrote this as the love of God, it would still be correct. However, it would be limited with its reference to God only. Why? Because we are also supposed to operate, walk, live, and give with this same type of love. Remember, we are created in His image, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Well, I can already sense this series is going to be challenging for us. I'm up for it. I hope you are too. Yes, 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. Agape odipote ekpipto. The God kind of love will not at any time fall or come to an end. Obviously, this agape love is timeless. Paul, in order to help us understand this concept of timeless, gave us a few examples of things that are not timeless for comparison. And as we read the next few verses, I'll comment along the way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, the New King James Version, it says, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Paul speaks of three things that are not timeless, and he says they will fail or cease and vanish away. They are prophecies, tongues, and knowledge. Well, let's look at each one individually. Has prophecy failed? Well, in this text, it does not mean fail to accomplish its goal, but rather come to an end. I would say a definite no. Of all the prophecy written in the Word of God, much of it has already come to pass or accomplished its goal. However, there are still many prophecies yet to be fulfilled. A few examples would be the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet, the tribulation and the return of Christ, the millennium reign of Christ on the earth, and the great white throne judgment. However, even though prophecy has not yet been completed, one day every prophecy will be fulfilled, and prophecy as we know it will come to an end. When will prophecy come to an end? When the kingdom of God is complete and we are living in heaven for eternity. The second question we could ask would be, has tongues ceased? I would again say a definite no. Why? Because they are still necessary and useful today. The very purpose of new tongues, as spoken of in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20, and the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27, and 1 Corinthians chapters 12 and 14, is to help us in prayer, edify, and build ourselves up in our faith, intercede for others, and with the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues, hear the word of the Lord. When will tongues cease? Well, when the kingdom of God is complete and we're living in heaven for eternity. And third, has knowledge vanished away? Only if we determine to remain stupid. No, knowledge has not vanished away. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 in the Amplified Version says, beloved, we are, even here and now, God's children. It is not yet disclosed, made clear, what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when He comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble and be like Him. For we shall all see Him just as He really is. What does this tell us? It tells us when the kingdom of God is complete, we will know God and see Him as He really is. This does not mean we will not learn anything anymore, but rather our eyes will no longer be dim, as stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. Here's the Amplified Version of that. For now we are looking in a mirror that gives only a dim, blurred reflection of reality in a riddle or enigma. But then, when perfection comes, we shall see in reality and face to face. Now I know in part, imperfectly, but then I shall know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God. So, when will our knowledge, our dim knowledge, vanish away? When the kingdom of God is complete and we're living in heaven for eternity. And the very next verse says it clearly. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. So our prophecy is in part, our tongues are in part, and our knowledge is in part. But praise God, when that which is perfect has arrived, that which is in part will be finished. Do you believe the perfect has arrived? I don't. Therefore, prophecy, tongues, and knowledge are still in process. Let's continue in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 11 through 13. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, that's agape, the God kind of love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Again, that's the Greek word agape, the God kind of love. So in comparing love, prophecy, tongues, and knowledge, agape love will never fail. It will never come to an end. It's the timeless and unconditional love of God. Agape love never fails does not mean that it will always succeed every time. Rather, it means that it will never cease to exist. It will never cease to effect. Even though God has agape love for all people forever, not all people will receive it and return it back. But even if they do not receive it or return it back, God's love for them never comes to an end, and no one can stop it. Agape love will never cease to be the greatest. Agape love is the greatest. It will never vanish away. It will never be finished. It will never deviate from the way. It will never fall from a position of power. It will never come to an end. It will never come to a point of failing. And it will never come to naught. Why? Because agape love is eternal. Why? Because God is agape love, the love that never fails. Agape, oripote, ekpipto. The God kind of love will not at any time fall or come to an end. Remember, God's love is timeless. There may be many who will never receive it, but his love for them will never cease. Just think of the two greatest commandments, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That's a revelation. Well, our time is up. I've enjoyed this. Can't wait for more. Please tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, same channel. I call you blessed.
You have been listening to the Choose You Netcast with Jim Langlois. If you have enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Jim Langlois Ministries on the Master's House website at tmhnow.org. That's tmhnow.org. On the media tab, you can listen to many more messages, subscribe to my daily devotional emails, and follow the link to my blog site. If you'd like to write me or become a financial partner with this ministry, my address is The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. That's The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. Online donations can also be made at tmhnow.org, and my email address is pastorjim@tmhnow.org. This is Jim Langlois saying be blessed, you and your whole household. Until next time.
Choose you this day. Well, that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.